Responding to growth and development was one of the ongoing stories this year and will continue to be an issue for all levels of government in 2025. Here is what the top elected representatives from our area had to say when asked to name one highlight from the past year and one thing to look forward to in 2025. Okotoks Mayor Tanya Thorne. Reflecting on 2024, I'm thrilled to highlight two pivotal developments shaping our town's future. The approval of the North Point Area Structure Plan sets the stage for our first commercial, industrial-only development project, which brings us more tax diversification. Additionally, breaking ground on the regional water pipeline marks a significant milestone in securing a reliable water supply, vital for our town's future development and prosperity. Looking ahead, we're committed to developing our growth strategy and advancing the downtown's Next Chapter project. These initiatives aim to enhance our town's vibrancy, support local businesses, and create a thriving, inclusive environment for all. Thank you for your continued support and engagement in making Okotoks a wonderful place to call home. Foothills County Reeve Delilah Miller. As 2024 comes to a close, Foothills County continues to move forward with some exciting projects for 2025. Our water treatment plant near Alderside continues to progress and we are hopeful to be operational by late 2025, supplying services to our industrial corridor as well as some residential areas. We have formed an economic development committee and are actively seeking business opportunities to diversify our tax base as well as provide jobs for the region. We look forward to the many exciting projects ahead and our council and staff will continue our efforts to be fiscally responsible in all our endeavors. On behalf of staff and council, I would like to wish everyone season's greetings and all the best in the new year. Diamond Valley Mayor Barry Crane. Council is very happy in 2024 to have expanded our regional partnerships. We are assisting Longview with CPO, Community Peace Officer, services. We have been successful in recruiting 19 new firefighters and raised the level of professionalism across all sectors of town operations. In 2025, the community's main focus needs to be the Municipal Development Plan, MDP. Council would like as much public input as possible on the future growth plans for our community and the vision that Angle should take. We look forward to continuing to expand partnerships and support our volunteer groups to continue doing the great work they do in their chosen fields of philanthropy and community building. Highwood MLA and Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation R.J. Sigurdsson. It was a busy year for Alberta's agriculture sector, myself included, as we passed impactful legislation and met with producers across the riding and the province to hear their concerns and ideas. Along with being MLA for Highwood, my highlight for the year is the immense investment of $3.5 billion into our agriculture sector, including investments in places like PH Milling and Little Potato Company. As for 2025, we're just lining up the spring legislative agenda, so folks can expect news on that front. I hope the next growing season is a good one, with plenty of rain and sun when we need it. Foothills MP John Barlow. I heard from constituents 2024 was a challenge, but we are optimistic there is more to look forward to in 2025 as change is in the air across Canada. We are ready for a time of renewal, opportunities and common sense. Take this time with family and friends enjoying one another's company, looking forward to what the future will bring. On behalf of Louise and I, and our entire Foothills team, we wish you a happy new year.